It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The World Wide Web was created in America. Google is based in the U.S., so are Microsoft, Facebook, Apple. But it's important to remember that the Internet is global, and other countries use it in ways that would surprise many Americans. Cyrus Farivar is the author of the new book, The Internet of Elsewhere. He says when thinking about how to help the developing world, you got to think about it in the right terms.
There's this idea that, you know, if only we expand internet access, if only we make it better, easier to use, then countries will be able to develop economically, develop politically, and so forth. What I'm trying to show in this book is that it's really more complicated than that, and I would argue more interesting than that. I'll just give you one quick example. Estonia is the first country in the world to have internet-based voting in a national election. And what happened was there was a lot of people who effectively kind of used the opportunity of a new free Estonia to really dream big and come up with these new projects. And one of them turned out to be internet voting.
Now, it's easy to feel kind of smug about the internet in the United States. The internet got started here. All these big tech companies are here. What do Americans have to learn from some of these countries?
One of the applications that I would really love to see is much more of the e-government services that they have in Estonia, voting in an election just being one of those applications. So right now, I think a lot of Americans are used to the idea of online banking. You go to a website, you type in a password, you get access to your statements and all that stuff. Imagine a similar system, but as a citizen's portal, where you take an ID card, not terribly dissimilar to your American driver's license that has a microchip in it, you put it into a USB card reader, hook it up to your computer, and you go to your citizen's portal. And you log in just like you would in a bank website, and all of a sudden you have all of these services that are available to you. If you're a mother or a father, you can get parental benefits from the government, you can file for unemployment, you can check your university admission status, you can pay your parking tickets, pay your speeding tickets, apply for healthcare benefits. Practically any government service that you can think of is available to you through these websites.
Cyrus Farivar is the author of The Internet of Elsewhere. Patch Tuesday is Microsoft's monthly set of security updates, and in fact, tomorrow is the biggest Patch Tuesday ever, offering fixes for 64 flaws in Microsoft products. Chet Wisniewski is with the security firm Sophos. Chet, what products are affected in this latest Patch Tuesday?
Primarily Microsoft Windows XP to Windows 7, so pretty much all the currently available Windows products, and also Microsoft Office would be the other one impacted, Internet Explorer, but it's kind of part of Windows, so...
Well, what should we do?
Well, for home users in particular, I recommend people to apply these updates on Tuesday. They'll be available at 10 a.m. Pacific time or 1 p.m. Eastern. It's important. A lot of these could be exploited in the wild. Some of them have been known to criminals that they may want to take advantage of them.
Find out more of what you can do for your PC at MarketplaceTech.org. The playground isn't the only place kids face bullies.
What we're starting to see is that there are a lot of kids are being bullied by the cell phones. Because you have a lot of kids in rural areas that can't afford internet service, but they can afford a prepaid cell phone.
Sedgrid Lewis is one of the creators of an app called Bully Blocker. It lets the user block calls or texts from bullies.
And the app also has what we call a stealth recorder, meaning anytime a bully is around you, if you want to record what's happening, the user can push a button and record any conversation that's taking place around them to turn in to school officials, to their parents, or to the authorities.
A big welcome to WKCC 91.1 FM in Kankakee, Illinois. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.